Hello, I am Velo Kubega from Pietermaritzburg, and I am part of Women for Ch Young Women for Life, and I am in the Mgungundlovu district. I am specifically in the permaculture area where we plant organic food using organic ingredients such as grey water. We use compost. We use a system that we call companion planting. We are also part of Justice and Peace. We also work with Justice and Peace, which is part of SACPC. And yes, I am representing 400 girls all around in Mgungundlovu district, such as, just to name a few, Subandu, Sweetwaters, Imbali, so on, so on.
Yes, my name is Nobuhle Kubheka, from Umgungundlovu of Pietermaritzburg, Umsunduzi, KZN. We started to work with the Justice and Peace, SACPC, which is the Roman Catholic Bishop Conference, since 2018, where we started a program where we were doing the HIV and AIDS for people where we were doing trick and trace for those who were not taking their treatment, tracking them. We were working in five areas, working with the mobile clinics like Richmond, Mlazarotsi, Ophumeni. And that program will help a lot of people because we managed to track more than 2,000 people, and then we take them back to the treatment, and we continue. To I think it was 2020 where there was COVID-19, and then that's where we managed to assist a number of our CCGs by distributing our PPEs, and then from that program, we also did mobilization, where we were mobilizing people to do a vaccine for COVID-19. We continue working with this organization, where we did projects like He for She for taverns, where we doing dialogues on different topics, where we manage to engage with many, and they tell us their problems, their frustrations. That most of them, they are staying there in tavern not because they want to. It's just because they've got problems. They are not working. They're unemployed. Even if they stay at home, it's Tina, the women, we are harassing them, saying they are eating the food for kids, for school. They are saying a lot of issues, and that leads to this thing of GBV. Because GBV, most of the time we think that GBV is for men, it's come from the men. But when we started this program for He for She interventions, we found out that men's, they've got a lot of problems of which they can't even talk to anyone. And that program gave them the chance to talk, to because some of them, they were even crying, even us, because we were just women, we were doing that program, we even cried because the story that they were telling us. Others were married, and then we found that some of them, they are unemployed, and the wife is the one who's like a breadwinner now. So there's a lot in that program for He for She Tavern. We are visited by United Nations, UN Women. I think it was four times, because they were not sure what is happening. They want to see how can you do this thing that you manage to go to different taverns, manage to do dialogues with these men, and then help them by inter because we also do the intervention, taking them to Lifeline, FAMSA. We're working with even social workers, and we even started something like giving them the training on how to start their own businesses, because the issue was the high rates of unemployment, since they were unemployed, and then this thing of GPV, they said that it's just because they are not employed, and then that's why there was fighting with them, their family members. Because if you are not working at home, even the kids, like, or the malume, like the my siblings, they don't take you serious. So even if we even then work with the Young Women for Life movement, that's where Velo came from. And then I think for now, I can stop there.
Okay, yeah. With Young Women for Life, we now have we have quite a lot of gardens. Our gardens range from 0.7 hectares to 12 hectares. It is something that is still quite growing, and we do get a lot of challenges actually, such as climate, weather, like storms, floods, which can destroy months of work. We face challenges of the larger market, because firstly, our priority is the young girls. We give the young girls the food that had been planted. That's our first priority, and community members in need, the food goes to them. And then the rest of the food goes to tuck shops, and we also host market days, where they usually take place during pension collection day or salary end of the month, which is commonly known as salary day. We sell those crops. The money that is taken from those crops usually goes to sustaining the project. It goes to buying seedlings and all of that. But with the large competition, since we're competing with big farmers, we're competing with chemical agricultural farmers who get more crops and they look better. Although they're not quite healthy, organic plants are the most healthiest, but chemical ones are the ones that are pushing because they're much cheaper. Our crops need a lot of labor, they need a lot of attention, so our value is higher, but with competition, it's not as easy to get sales in. And with our crops, you could even taste them. They taste amazing. They have great health benefits. There's nutrients. There are a lot of very interesting facts too about permaculture. Permaculture is also like, the word permaculture is also a blend of permanent agriculture and culture. So yes, permaculture is like.
Okay. Through the support of the SACPC, we manage even to have the partnership with different companies, and also with the government departments, because we also work with the Department of Agriculture and also partnered with other companies like this one, Agriculture. So this one, since we are doing the One Home, One Garden, because some of the areas that we are working, others are in rural areas, others are in townships. So in township, we found that we don't have enough space to plant, but we learn how to plant in like ties in a container, so then to make sure that people, they manage to have food from the fresh fruit from their own garden, not to buy everything. Like if you're a woman, they encourage us that if you're a woman, you're not supposed to buy everything, cabbages, onion, and all the veggies. Some of the veggies you're supposed to get it from there, from our own garden. So this company helped us a lot, because in these packages, this one is for summer. It's got all the seedlings that you can plant in summer, and you've got even the instructions on how to plant them. Even there's also a rope here to measure your area where we want to plant all these crops. And this on this side, we've got the package. In this package, we've got all the seedlings where there's a crop that we can plant in this one in winter. So that's helped us a lot, because some of us, we didn't even know which plant to plant in summer, which one to plant in winter. But through the help of this organization, they even teach us that it's very important to know which plant to plant in which season. So even here on the packaging here, there's instruction how to plant this produce. This is real help us because this package is like 15 rand. So everyone, every household managed to get this package through with the help of the South African Catholic Bishop Conference, Justice for Peace, because they are the one who helped us to buy these packages for other families. It's not just for the women only, because these young women, we are training them to be our future farmers and also to have their own business, because at the end, we want them to form their own cooperatives, to have their own businesses, but as well in their families, we want them to make sure that every home, they have their own garden where they can harvest fresh vegetables.